looking at this morning, Revelation chapter 1, verses 17 and 18. Next week, we will be looking at 19 and 20. But for today, on this Resurrection Sunday, Revelation chapter 1, verses 17 and 18 says, "And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and death." The subject, stepping into a new reality. The topic, the real world, part 4. Last week we saw John step into a new reality as he saw a part of the real world, the world of our Creator. John saw Jesus like he never saw Jesus before. John was there at the Transfiguration, but what he saw this time in Jesus' eyes, on his feet, the color of his head and his hair, his appearance from top to bottom was so extraordinary that when John got a good look at this glorified Christ, he did what was natural. He did what you and I would do, even without thinking about it. He fell at Jesus' feet as dead. His ability to run away was overcome by his fear. All he can do was fall at Jesus' feet as dead. We look back what John heard in verses 9 through 11. John heard a trumpet-like voice behind him. It was Jesus Christ speaking. In verses 12 through 16, what John saw, he saw a vision of the glorified Christ. In verses 17 and 18 of today, what John did, he fell at the Lord's feet as though he were dead. Worsby points out in so many words that it was John who leaned on Jesus' breast. And I must agree with Worsby to say that the one who once leaned on Jesus' breast now falls at his feet as dead. This is a new reality as John witnesses the real world from Jesus' perspective. After John looked up and down, seeing Jesus, he looked Jesus up and down. He himself fell down like a dead man. Like a dead man full of fear. There is no indication that when John fell down, it was because of worship. Rather, he fell to the ground when he saw the awesomeness of Jesus' appearance. He can be with a person throughout all eternity. John need not fear the awesome, terrifying presence of Christ, for he is the eternal Lord of the universe as well as the Savior of man. Holman says, his power over time. The words, "Do not be afraid," are Jesus' immediate words of blessings to calm John's terror. He then tells why he has a right to bless. "I have a right to bless you, John, because I am the first and the last." God has a right to bless us because he is the first and the last. Hallelujah. God don't have to go to anybody to ask for permission. May I bless this one or may I bless this one? But he does it because he's the first and the last. He's the beginning and the ending. This is similar in wording to Alpha and Omega in verse 8. Jesus is master from before the beginning of time until after the end of time and throughout all eternity. In other words, for God, there was no beginning and there'll be no end. He's eternal from everlasting to everlasting. Thou art God. MacArthur says the comfort Jesus offered was based on who he is and the authority he possesses. What a blessing, because Jesus first identified himself as the I Am. This is the covenant name of God. Exodus 3:14. I Am. He says, before he says first and the last, he says I Am. Comes and he identifies himself as the covenant name of God. I Am. Several scholars agree that Jesus was saying, I Am has come. Fear not. He was reminding John who he was, the Son of God himself. He possessed all power. Therefore, there was no need to fear. This was the same message that God gave to Moses at the burning bush. I am where I am. Exodus 3:13-15. It was the same message that Jesus used as a defense against the religious leaders before Abraham was. I am. It is the same message that Colossians give in chapter 1:15-17. Claims for him. It is the same message that is proclaimed by the book of Revelation. He that is and was and is to come. Aha! He is and he will never die. He is eternal. He is everlasting to everlasting. There are several I Am's that Christ claims. I am the Messiah. I am and be not afraid. I am the bread of life. I am from above. I am the light of the world. I am before Abraham. But before Abraham was, I am. I am the door. I am the good shepherd. I am the Son of God. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the Lord and Master. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the true vine. I am the Alpha and Omega. I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth. I am that I am that I am that I am. I am. There is no death in me. There's only life. I am. I was there when your great, 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 great grandparents were there. And I knew you even before you knew yourself. I created you and waited for your time, my time, for you to come in this world. I am. I died for the sins of the past and the present and the future. That I am, that I am. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I'm sorry for getting so excited up here, but I just can't help myself when I know that I have been introduced to the I Am, that because he lives, I live.
Until you get the keys.
Right.
When the keys are handed over,
that's right.
Then it becomes your house. It becomes your dwelling place. House, apartment, condominium, wherever it is. It becomes yours. So Jesus said, amen. I love that. Because he says, y'all don't get that. And says, you know, when you give that emphasis, when somebody is doing something and you say this, that, that, oh yes, and I'll take back that as well.
All right now. All right.
He said, I'm alive. Still got the keys of hell and death. He didn't take that, and Jesus went, and another thing.
That's right.
The keys of hell.